Nearly 40 million people in the United States are without health insurance. Americans who don't qualify for Medicaid and are too young for Medicare often find a trip to the doctor unaffordable. So, doctors in Asheville, North Carolina, have come up with a plan to provide health care services for the uninsured in their community. As part of a project called Project Access, they're seeing patients for free. From member station WCQS, Adam McMullen reports.
Primary physician Suzanne Landis is making her rounds at a local clinic on a busy morning. She's checking on a patient with high blood pressure.
Hi, Miss Sophie. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Yeah, all right. How's the family?
They are well. Well, except for colds. You know how that goes this time of year.
62-year-old Jane Hopi is typical of the kind of patient that Project Access is set up to help. Hopi is poor. She and her husband live on less than $17,000 a year. She can't afford medical care or even a regular doctor visit. The free medical care, Hopi says, has changed her life.
There's no way to describe the blessing and the benefits of Project Access. There's no way I could have afforded to have eye surgery. I had a detached retina, and Project Access enabled me to keep my eye.
Project Access was started in 1996 when a couple of Asheville area doctors saw the need to provide health care to the poor and uninsured. Dr. Suzanne Landis led the effort. It took her months to get local hospitals, the medical society, and county government to commit. Eventually, 75% of the medical community signed on, and today 618 of Buncombe County's 710 doctors participate. The program provides primary care, specialty care, hospital-based services, labs and x-rays, and prescription drugs.
Project Access has already put into place all these pieces of the medical care system that patients need. So that for me, taking care of a patient on Project Access, it's similar to me taking care of a patient who has insurance. I don't get paid, but the care that they get and the ease with which I can give the care is significantly improved.
To be eligible, patients must have no medical insurance and earn less than 200% of the federal poverty level. Dr. Landis is the project's volunteer medical director. She says the program is a vast improvement in the delivery of health care to the uninsured.
I used to donate care to patients, but then they couldn't afford to pay for the labs, medicines, or x-rays. They may feel bad about the negotiated arrangement that I had with them, and they wouldn't come in.
Now, Dr. Landis says thanks to Project Access, patients are keeping their appointments and getting the care they need. Last year, local doctors and hospitals donated $6 million in services. Buncombe County chipped in nearly $500,000 to help pay for prescription drugs. After 5 years of Project Access, a community health assessment was conducted to determine its effectiveness. Alan McKenzie, CEO of the Buncombe County Medical Society, says the results show the program has had a profound effect on the community.
What we found is that the uninsured people of our community are more likely to report being in good or excellent health than the insured. We have found that the uninsured people of our community are less likely to use the emergency room. We have found that by creating a healthy community, we've been able to reduce the cost of care. And we have been able to create access to the full continuum of care and the same standard of care for all of our patients, regardless of their ability to pay.
21 other communities across the country have implemented healthcare systems modeled after Project Access. They've provided care to at least 300,000 uninsured. Programs are in place in Raleigh, Dallas, Austin, and Seattle. Several other communities are expected to follow. For NPR News, I'm Adam McMullen in Asheville, North Carolina.